William Morrow and Harper Audio present Colony Side, a novel by Michael Mamet, performed by R.C. Bray. Chapter 1. I'm not dead yet. That probably goes without saying, but it was definitely touch and go for a while. Omicron, the company I tussled with a couple years back, they don't like me much. Whatever. They can get in line with most of the rest of the galaxy. Assholes. I spent nearly 9 months in stasis. Nobody really knew what to do with a guy who had fired weapons of mass destruction for a second time, so I guess the government felt it best to keep me under sedation while they figured it out. I think what saved me is that the authorities were angrier at VPC and Omicron than they were at me. They might have revived me just to piss off those corporations. I'll take it. A win is a win, after all. And I did win. The Kappans survived, and though I don't know their location now, I'm told that they're doing well. Plus, I got a giant settlement from Omicron that I'm not allowed to talk about because it came with an equally giant non-disclosure agreement. Suffice it to say that I never have to worry about money again. So, now I'm kind of into gardening. I've got almost half of a hectare planted, and I own 10, so I've got plenty of room to expand once I clear it. Living where I do, on Rydia too, everyone has room to expand. The nearest city is 300 kilometers away, which is just fine by me. It's quiet here, and quiet is good. I'm not exactly hiding. I tried for a couple of months, but it was useless. The galaxy is too well connected, and someone always talks. The thing is, on Rydia, nobody really cares. My neighbors know who I am, but they don't make a big deal about it. To them, I'm just Carl. That works for me, because, really, I don't want to discuss it. Any of it. I'm done with wars and corporations, and really anything beyond the boundaries of my property. I'm not good at gardening yet, but I'm working at it. I grew way too many tomatoes and too much squash, but on the bright side, I've developed a killer vegetarian chili recipe. Like I said, a win is a win. All I really wanted was for the galaxy to leave me alone. It didn't. I was heading back out to the garden after lunch when something tripped my perimeter alarm. Sure, I lived in the middle of nowhere, but that didn't mean I didn't take precautions. If anything, it made me more careful. Better safe than sorry. I slipped back into my cabin and got my rifle. That's another thing I liked about where I lived on Rydia. No laws against owning guns. I grabbed 3 magazines and hustled over to my security screen to check the cameras. Whoever it was, they had parked at the top of the dirt road that served as my driveway and were walking my way. It could have been one of my neighbors, but I doubted it. They didn't visit. Whoever it was, if they posed a threat, they probably wouldn't have been walking in the open when there were plenty of trees that could have masked their approach. I couldn't get a good angle with the camera that far out. I'd need to fix that. So I took my rifle and went out to the front porch. The face still eluded me, since he was still 100 meters out. Definitely a he, though. A big guy. I sighted through the scope of my rifle and upped the magnification. No way. Fucking Serrata. I laughed. I couldn't help myself. Of all the things I expected to see in my life, General Serrata walking up my driveway in the middle of nowhere wasn't one of them. I lowered my rifle and waited. When he got near enough, Serrata gestured to my rifle. Expecting company? Not really. I held up the rifle to emphasize my point. He'd traveled halfway across the galaxy to see me, and I wondered why, but figured he'd get to it soon enough. I doubted it would be good news. I can't remember the last time Serrata had given me good news, so I might as well put it off as long as possible. How'd you find me?
Come on, Carl. You think the powers that be would lose track of someone like you?
No, I said, but the locals are pretty protective of me. They've run off reporters and corporate recruiters who wanted to find me on more than one occasion. Even law enforcement keeps an eye out.
Yeah, well, as it turns out, you're...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?